Kum Lenin Ablak and Murder Kuf Hey Yamed Aleph. Yeah, two lines on the top. So all these questions that we're having, Rabba Baravuna Masra Begavre, Rabba Baravuna talked about people, the Misaskim boy that were working on the Paradum. We said if they carried out, they have to wash their clothes, become time they have to wash their clothes. What about Chamish and the other five people? The Mishnah said that there were people in the front and people in the back. Those who still remained in the Beis Hamikdash became Tameh, were Tameh, and those who walked out of the Beis Hamikdash were Tameh. The whole Mishnah, all the Parim and Nisrafim. So as soon as they walk out, those if you do the activity become tummy. So what our mission could be talking about the equal numbers of people. What about if there were five people, three walked out, enough good lots of possible tray, with four lines on the top. Three people walked out and two people remained behind. My boss of Ray must ask me to go look at the majority of the people. My boss of Behemoth, look at the Behemoth. Look at the people, then three went out. It's Zvachim with three stars. Zvachim with three stars. Me on the bottom shelf of the red, but Zvachim with three stars. Teiku. Remains a question. Boy, Rabbi Lozor has a question. Party Musa Edom Hanisrafi order. So Yotu, they went out of the base of Migdash. Because they brought back in Mao. Do we say, since they brought right back in, do we say, so they brought back in, they lose that Tumah thing or not? The same people, yeah. We're talking about these people who took it out, then walked right back in. Do they still have to wash their clothes or not? Me, I mean, do we say, keeping the Nafkul Eitnul? As soon as they walked out, they became Tommy, the clothes became Tommy. I deal with keeping the Hodr Hodr. Once they came back, it's as if they never went out in the first place, and the clothes become Tor. Oh, what about Mama Toshba coming here? It says in the Mishnah, you save Lin Oisav and Mighty, they carried it by sticks. Hadi Shainim, Yotu, Chutz Lachem, there are those who went out in the front, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and Vahachreinim, La Yotu, and the ones in the behind, in the back of the stick, did not walk out. Hadi Shainim, She Yotu, Chutz Lachem, Zara, Matamim, Begodim. Those who walked out first, they had time in the clothes. The people in the back are not metami until they personally walk out. Even though Behemoth is already out and some people are out, they don't become tummy until they personally walk out. Now, why would you think they do? If you think, even enough clue, tummy. If you can tell me that once they walked out, they became tummy. If you can tell me once they walk out, they became tummy. Hanur the Ika Gavoyle tummy. That those inside should become tummy as well. Yeah. If you tell me the din is that if you walked out, if you tell me they walked, they had a stick, they had their animal hanging on a stick. Hanging on a stick, they walked out. Any potter that has to be burnt outside, they already shechted in Zrika, now you have to burn outside. The three potters that are in Srafim. The Parhelm Lovers Tibur, or the Parkoin Mashiach, or the Parim Paraduma, those three. If the din is that once you walk out, you become tamei. So therefore, even if you walk back in, you still remain tamei. So the people inside should become tamei as well because they're holding on to the animal which became tamei. And the mission is telling you that once you walk back in, you're no longer tamei. And therefore, these people here never went out in the first place remain tamei. Tamei Amar Avina up to the last word lines. Amar Avina said, "But Tizbro me ask you, Rabina, you're wrong." You think it's a raya. You know what the problem is? When you have to walk out in order to become tummy. If you don't walk out, the people who remain inside, the reason why they're tired is, even if the people walk out, they come back in, they're tired. The people who remain inside, or even they become tummy. Or even they walk out, they come back in, you're tummy. But the people inside never become tummy. You know why? Because then the pasuk va'achar, and afterwards, yavei l'machna. Afterwards, they have to be able to come into the camp. That means they're outside and they have to come back in. But if they never left, there's nothing to talk about. And therefore, we have no raya. What happens if you walk out and you come back in? What happens then? So anyway, right? What was his question? This question was, they were holding on the animal with the sticks. They were standing outside. And what happened was they took the animal outside and then they took sticks and a second group then went out. And they were standing, and the animal went back in, and they were standing holding outside. They were standing outside holding the animal. The animal was already outside. It went back in. The second group came and held, the first group became tummy. But the second group came and holding the animal on sticks. They're standing outside, but the animal's inside. But the animal already was outside. What happens in this case? Do they become tummy or not? Since we'll say that since the animal was already out and the people who took it out already became tummy, so even though it went back in, the people now standing outside and the second group of people holding it should become tummy as well. Or do you say once the animal came back in, it's in, and now that the animal's still inside, that's because they're outside to make him tummy.
Is it the Hitzor Bachutz that's metame, or is it the Nagia
the Hitzor Bachutz?
So then what's the question? If they're out, they're tummy.
No, but the animal's inside. The animal was already out and brought back in. Do we say since the animal is brought back in, it's back to where it was in the first place, and therefore, even though they're standing outside, if the animal's inside, nothing happens? Or do we say once the animal's outside, even though now it's physically in, doesn't make a difference? Okay, so I'm going to talk about what we learned. Podim, say the following. Podim and the potter, the podim and potter adumim. So the par koy Mashiach and the par kipurim, par eda, par helm dovash tzibur. So these three, usir hamishtaleach, and so to the seir hamishtaleach, the seir that goes off the azazel in kippur hamishtaleach, has surfon v'hamitzi, and the one who sends the animal away, the one who burns the potter, and the one who takes it out. By the potter, inside the person who burnt it, inside the person who took it out, metame begodim is metame begodim. However, v'hein atzman ein metame begodim. If he just touched the animal, if he just touched it, the potter, whatever it is, they have metame clothes. The only people who are metame if you're misasik with it, if you're working with it. However, metame, they are metame oichli l'mashkin. If food and drink, which is a much easier to become tame, if they come in contact with these animals, potter and stuff, and they do become tame. Divir amei, these words are meir. We agree with you. The potter and potter him taka metami food and drink. But the seir hamishtaleach ain't a metami. But the seir hamishtaleach, the one that gets thrown on the zozel, that will not be metami oichlin lemashkin. Why? Shehu chai, because that animal member is alive to the very end. And we have a rule, vachai ain't a metami oichlin lemashkin. Living animals are not metami. Don't become tami. Only dead animals can become tami, not living. So they cannot pass on tumor, convey tumor to anything else. We understand the Meir why he holds that the all metame oichel mashkin kitana b'shmol. Where did b'shmol learn? Mazroyim the tana b'shmol. It says in pasuk, "Al kol zera zeruah." It says in pasuk, if it falls from the nevela on any plant that was planted, mazroyim. What is zera zeruah? Just like zeruahim she'ein seifon letame, zeruahim naturally will not be metame. They don't die or anything else. Zeruahim on their own will never become tame. Chamura, they'll never have a tumor. Chamura, they can always. Zeruahim will never be able to metame a person. Can never. In order to metame a person, you have to be an avatumah. Zeruahim can never be an avatumah. A corpse, a shedus, is now metame an odin begodin. But a zeruahim can never reach the stage of tumor to metame a tumor chamura. In order for it to become tummy, it has to become susceptible. It has to have no liquid that touches it and makes it kabel tummy. So too, kol she'ein seifon letame tummy chmura, anything which will not eventually become a tummy, like any food. Food can never become a tummy, food can never pass on tummy to a person. But just like anything which will not become a tummy chmura, is a mashen kein, these animals, potter and potim, animals, when they die, they become tami, they're metami. So animals eventually are shaykh to a metami chamur, and therefore they're metami oichel mashkin as well. Yotza, the exception is. And, yeah. So since these things, what Devart is, since these things will have a tumah chamura, but you know, if you work with them, you eventually, your clothes become tami. So then, first of all, they don't need a hechshet to be ready. And therefore, they're also metami while they're alive. The azazel can also metami while it's alive. Even though generally living animals cannot be metami. Yotza, the exception is nevelas oiv toir, the nevelas oiv toir. The nevel of a toir, like a bird, shesoifo letami. If you swallow it, you become tami, but it's metami while you're swallowing it, to mechamuda, the ain't tziche hechshe. It does not need, therefore, a hechshe to become tami. And so on. Anything which has a tumah chamura does not need some of these preconditions. Okay, so we understand why a living animal, the azazel, normally a living animal is not tame, but since the animals become, those who work with the azazel, become tame, so eventually you'll be a tumah chamura. The person who throws the animal off the azazel has to wash his clothes. So therefore right now also you have it has certain chumras. El Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, that they hold a living animal does not have to, the azazel, the animal's azazel is not to generate tumah, which means they don't hold this cheshbon of a tumah chamura. Either hold the manashech, I feel zimashalech. And he's less, if they hold it, no, they don't hold of it, then I feel a potter, minolon, then even potter, why should metame oichel mashkin? Why, since the Torah only tells you those people who are misasking it, how do you know it's metame oichel mashkin? When Abdimi came from Israel, he said, "My rabbi said in Israel, tzrichin hechsha tume makamacher." He says, "You need a hechsha tume from another place. In other words, it has to touch a shedet or a veila, not from itself. But if something will become a tume chamura, you don't touch anything else, and therefore the tame tume is oichun." but it has to still be roh l'tumah. Mashenga, a living animal is not roh l'tumah at all on its own. That's why it's also an exception. But Rabbi Lazar has a question. Parim u'se'idim ha'nisrafim. Parim and se'idim ha'nisrafim. Mahu, what's the din? She'yitmu oichlin u'mashkim b'mifnim kebechutz. We know that when does it reach the possibility of Tumah Chamura only once you take it outside the Beis HaMikdash? I said before, the Mishnah. When you take it out of the Beis HaMikdash, those people are working with their tummy. But what about while you're in the Beis HaMikdash? We can say also it's eventually going to become a Tumah Chamura. Or do we say right now, the poil is no Tumah at all? So it's not even Tumah Kala. If you touch food, it does not become tummy at all. Or do we say no, because eventually it will, even in the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes tummy. It'll be metame food and drink. If a food or drink touches the par aduma or touches the parim ha'nisraf and the par helm of the tzibur, it should become tame. Or dafka outside the Beis HaMikdash. Do we say mechusi yitzir kim chusin ma'is tame? The fact is, you didn't take it out. Even though it's inevitable, but you have to first take it out, and that didn't happen yet. Eloi, or maybe no, it's not a cheshbon. Boshel the boy heard the pasha, then he resolves it mechusi yitzir chusin ma'is tame. The fact is, it's still in the Beis HaMikdash. Tumah hasn't started at all, therefore it does not. Eventually, when you swallow it, according to the maid who makes his whole vart, that since eventually will come a tumah chamura, therefore, even now it touches food and drink, it becomes tameh. What do you call it? Generally, you need a beya to become tameh. But the only time that a kazayis is tumme if you swallow. The only din of tumme by a kazayis is by a the veluk of a oif tumme and a veluk oif toil. If you eat it, how much do you have to eat? Whatever can fit into your mouth, which we say the size of a kazayis.
So this din that tumme, which is balua, is not metame. What is it talking about? Tumme kala? We're talking here about tumme
balua. What do you mean tumme balua?
When if you swallow something tumme. It's not
matam
of the person, it's
absorbed. Exactly, but this is a special pasuk in the Torah that says, we learned before, when you eat it, you become tamid. But it's an exception also, it's only a kazayis. So the question is, in Nevelos of Torah, since Tumah Chamura will be a kazayis, what happens if a kazayis of it touches food and drink? It will also be matamid. We say, oh, generally you need a beya, here also you need a beya. That the machtar out of it sitting on the ground, like the boy, no question, you need a beya, cause man didn't become tummy, you need a beya, why should it be different? The knock of the pum, if it's already in your mouth, you're about to become tummy in the size of kazayis, like the boy, again, there's no question, if you're touching food, it becomes tummy as well. Keith the boy, the knock of the yodi, it's in your hand. And therefore, because it's in your hand, it's like almost in your mouth. How do we look at that? You would say, because you didn't put in your mouth yet, it didn't happen, so you need a beyo. We say, no, it's so close, it's inevitable that it's as if it happened. And we conclude, no, it's not like a chusa maize, it's about to happen. Ace, your last question, it says, Shloisha also dvar nemrim in the Beilus of Toyer, now 13 dinim. Said regarding in the Beilus of Toyer, Vuzu Achen Mehen, these are one of them, Tzicha Machshav, if you want to combine. To Ashir, if you want to mekabel, let's say a lesson of kazayis, you have to have a machshav. No, it's food, for example. Food needs a beya to mekabel tumah. So if you have a machshav that a part of the nevelos of Torah should join less than a beya of food to mekabel, if you had a mind that they should join together, less than a kazayis here together with less than a beya of that, they combine together. And the ain't the hechsher, you doesn't need a hechsher to become tamei. Doesn't need water. Doesn't need a sheretz to touch it, because it itself is tamei. The velos of trade itself is tamei. Why? Because since eventually it become a tumah chamuru. Umetamei tumas oichlim bekebeya, and you metamei tumas oichlim bekebeya. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about it's in your hand. You're talking about it's in your hand. Because if it's lying on the ground, you need a hechsher. Because it doesn't have your tumah chamura. And if it's in your mouth, why do you even need a machshava? It's already tummy on its own. That's the greatest machshava. You're eating it. It's only when it's in your hand, you have to have machshava to eat it. So therefore, you machshiv a kazayis of it. And so, l'chayda, and it says, my love, and it says, yimitam l'oichlim mikabeya, my love, and I made it, and see, what do you tell me like the size of a kazayis? It says clearly here, if you want to metame other things, it has to be the size of a beya. Says the Gemara, "Uvahaktani." No, Rabbanon. It's Rabbanon. Look, Tani Leish, it says in the beginning of this mission, Tzricha Machshava, it needs Machshava, and according to the Rabbanan, they don't hold of this whole thing of Tumah Chamura. The Ain't Tzricha Echshe, Man Shom Lehai Svar, Rameir. So since the Leish is Rameir, it must be safer also Rameir, and here it says the Beya, the two separate dinim. Ha'akadis, over here, you have less than a Kazai, he wants to join less than a Beya, you need Machshava and Echshe, that's Rameir. And the Ha'akadis, this din here, that how much, what size they need to pass Tumah on to other things, the food and drink, is the size of a Beya. That's the Rabban. Think about Hakabi, but Mikhtani Seif, in the next, the third part of the Braisa says, it says there, Shchitasa Ubalikasa, if you shecht this Nevela Oivtoir, or Malika Ben Beis HaMikdash, Mitaheres Trefasa Mitamasif, turned out to be a Trefa, it's still no longer Mitam. If you shechted it, it wasn't Nevela Oivtoir, you shechted it, even though it turned out to be a Trefa, it's Toir. Man Shamele Hai Svara, Rameye, who holds of this Svara? That the shechita takes it's a machlekes. If the shechita, if it turns out to be treifa, then was the shechita effective? It's a meir. It says if you shechted it, it's effective. Is reisha v'sefer meir? The first case in the brayso, the last case in the brayso meir. And mitziyasa rabban. Think about yes in reisha v'sefer a meir mitziyasa rabban. I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. Like teisa v'karach. I don't want you to see down on your knees. I don't only have milsa. I want you to explain to me the following thing. The velas I've told the meir. The nevela I've told according to the meir who holds. That it's metamei tumas oichlin the size of a kezayis, don't need a beya. So moini larishin v'sheini, oi ein moini rishin v'sheini. Is it metamei to rishin and then the rishin make a sheini, or does it become a sheini? Amalei said.
Is the shaila because it's only a kezayis, such a small amount, or is it the
yeah? So Amalei said to him. We learn from a sheretz, and a sheretz touches something and becomes a rishon, and then the rishon touches something and becomes a sheni. So if the progenitor, the starter of this whole thing was a like a sheretz, is kol heichad the metame adam. The sheretz can metame, for example, a person. Then by touching money, then you have these two generations of a rishon and a sheni. Kol heichad ain't metame adam, but over here, remember we said that tumah chamura eventually will only metame oichle the mashkin. Since it's not metame adam. There's no din of rishon sheni. Boy, Rav Zeira Rabami, Rav Zeira asked Rabami a question. Rav Zeira asked Rabami a question. Bachiv, I'm not saying Rabban Bakana. Had it now, we learn chibure oichlin. If you have two half a kazesim of a nevela, you have a half a zayis nevela here, a half a zayis nevela here. And the only thing that keeps them together is some liquid that's moist on both sides, and they connect it together, so they combine to metame oichlin the mashkin. If in other words, food touches either side, they become tame. It's as if one big piece. What binds the two pieces together? Some liquid. Aide mashkin is chibur l'tumekala is a chibur to only to light tumes. And chibur l'tumechamur notes only metame oichlin the mashkin. You know, when do we view these two halves as if it's one? Only if it's metame oichlin the mashkin, or what do you call it? And or begotten as well, or begotten as well. So he says it's only metame tumekala food and mashkin, and ain't chibul tumechamura. Moinin boy, and says the question is moinin boy rishon v'sheini. In this case here, do we have the dinim of rishon v'sheini? Amay rishon v'sheini. Amalei, he told him the same thing. Kol heicha, the same question. Kol heicha, this is the principle. Whenever the metame adam, whenever the metame person moinin boy rishon v'sheini, if the tumah is that strong. Like a sheretz that can metame a person begadim, then you have an ivish v'sheni. Ain metame adam if it's not a metame person. Ain moinim by ivish v'sheni. You don't count ivish v'sheni. Yotzu elu ve'elu. If both of them, so we have. If we have machlekes in the Mishnah, whether it's carrying out of the potter that makes it tame, or is it whether the burning of the potter that makes it tame? How do you know all this? We learn. It says a pasuk. It says the Torah. We learn lahalon who I met says chutz legil machas. It says you should that you have to take burn it where outside of three camps. It says three times you have to burn it. So we say it says three times chutz lemachne to tell you that you have to go out all three machnes. Kan lemachne achas. Let me tell you that kivu shiyotze. But then it says again chutz lemachne to tell you that something happens as soon as you walk out one machne, and that is as soon as you take the pora outside of the first machne. As soon as you take the pora outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're on the Temple Mount, the people who are carrying it. Already metame, not the people who are burning it, which is only takes place outside of the three camps. We already know that you have to take out of three camps. I say again, machane, to tell you that as soon as you go out of one camp, your clothes already become tummy. Kivin sheyotze chutz lemachan achas metame begadim. He goof menolan. How do you take know that? That just carrying it outside, you ever become tummy. Don't know what we learn. It says you should take out the par mechutz lemachne and you should burn it like you burnt the first part. Chutz legimel machne. So we decided that it means not just outside the base of Migdash and you burn it on the Temple Mount. It means outside the three camps, outside Yerushalayim. Ato oim chutz legimel machne. You say outside the three camps. So eina ella machne achas. Maybe means only outside the base of Migdash on the Temple Mount. You burn the part of all these things. When it says by the part of Ada, when it says the part Helm David Shibur, it says over there also. It says mechutz lemachne. It says over there v'hayitz the part mechutz lemachne. So she ain't zarechloime. You don't need the shadik vaynem. It says kasha sar parishim. But the end of the pasuk is just like you burned the first part. Chatzas akoli. So we already know the first part was done outside, like in the pasuk before. So why do you have to spell out do the chutz lemachne? It's an extra chutz lemachne to take out a second camp. Kasha parishim litle lemachne shniya means you take it out of the second camp. Kishuaim in the third place. It says you take off the clothes and you take with hoitzer deshe mechutz lemachne. V'deshe zarechloime shadik vaynem al shorach deshe. You saw it. It says already that you should burn it. It says already you should burn it. Shafach Hadeshen Litan Le Machna Season must be to tell you to take out of three camps. No, so that's how we know you have to take out of three camps. Rab Shimon, Hai Mechus Le Machna Yavidle. Rab Shimon, what is do Mechus Le Machna? He says that you're not chayv until you actually burn. So we do take the extra Mechus Le Machna to tell you, even though we already know out of three camps, why say again Mechus Le Machna? To tell you that washing your clothes, as soon as you walk out of one camp, as soon as you walk out of the base, immediately wash your clothes. But Rav Shimon holds that you don't wash your clothes until you actually burn it outside of three camps. What does he do with it? You know what he needs it for? Look at Tanya. We learned that Belezer says Nema Kana says by Parayim Kipuri Mechutz L'Machna. The Nema Lahal says by Paradum you should take it Mechutz L'Machna. Ma Lahal just like Paradum is Mechutz L'Gil Machna is Avkan Mechutz L'Gil Machna just like Paradum is you know outside of three camps. So the Shechitah Paradum also is out of the camps. Ma Lahal Mizrach Shishlayim just like Paradum you have to face the Mizrach Shishlayim. You have to face the Oil Moed. Oil Moed was on the Mizrach side of the Beis Hamikdash, so you have to be in the Mizrach Shishlayim to be able to face the Oil Moed. You should burn it also on the Mizrach side of Yerushalayim. El Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. Now the Rabbanon who used the pasuk to tell you that as soon as you walk out of the base of Midrash, you have to wash your clothes, and that's why they use Mechutz L'Machne. How do they know where you have to burn it and so on? Hey, Chesarlo, where do you burn it? Which side of Yerushalayim did they burn it? They no longer have this pasuk to tell you on the east side, like Paraduma. We learned, hey, in the Serafim, what do they hold? They burn it, they take a hold with Safin Yishalayim. They hold all done on the north side of Yishalayim, like any kachikachim, which is shechted on the north side of Mizbech. Chutz l'sholosh machnas, outside of three camps, on the north side of Yishalayim. Rabbi Yesi, Haglilayim. Okay, this starts a new year. We'll stop here. And...